I've forgotten, and I wonder if you've forgotten too. If you've forgotten how hard it is to find a place where God sends you people, and then to fit in. Anybody here forgot that? I mean, back in college, I prayed. I'd only been a Christian for a couple years, and I prayed, "Lord, please send me to a group." I had just gotten involved in this youth group, and now I have to leave. So I went to college, and I asked. I said, "God, can you please send me a group of Christians, and can you kind of make it so that it isn't so scary to jump in?" And I know the first couple weeks. I mean, I witnessed firsthand Friday nights, three of us in the dorm. I'm the whole dorm. I'm sitting in my room alone type thing, and I've witnessed those kind of experiences. Well, in this new setting that God sent me, out of my three roommates, one I knew was a wrestler, fellow wrestler, so I just knew who he was. The other two were Christians. And one invited me to a campus crusade meeting, and one invited me to campus ambassadors, and so before I knew it, the first week, I had fellowship, and it saved me. God saved me, but God had a plan in my life. And that's what he is doing. He is in the process of doing that. And this particular scripture reminds me of where I came from. God has called us out of a dark place and into his glorious light. And the book of Ephesians is full of that. The book of Ephesians is, once you were walking in darkness, now it's time to walk in the light. Let me just read this passage of scripture. "So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles or students or fellow workers do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God." Now that doesn't mean that God doesn't love them. They just haven't grabbed a hold of it yet. They haven't seen it yet. "So they are separating the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with the continual lust for more. You, however," those are two pretty good words, aren't they? "You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You are taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holy." And you know, that's what Camps Ambassadors is attempting to be a part of. It's God and the Holy Spirit who does the work. And all we do is invite people for the ride and invite them to the process of growing in him spiritually. And it's only because of this church that supports it that Campus Ambassadors exists here. So we just do want to say thank you. And are we blessed? Are we blessed as a congregation? Well, here's the time where we get to give back to the Lord what he has given us. So I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward, and I'm just going to pray. And then we're going to continue with some students sharing, because we don't get that opportunity too often. So we're going to continue in sharing. So let's pray. Heavenly and gracious Father, we just thank you for stepping into our lives, for calling us. And Lord, sometimes we didn't even know we were in darkness, but you saw where we stood, and you have a better place for us to be. Thank you for the people that you placed in our lives to help us. Sort of that lifeline to bring us to a place where we can hear you and see you and understand salvation in you and to grab a hold of that with your Holy Spirit's help. So gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you had a plan in each one of our lives and you didn't just sort of let us go on our own. Oh, we'd be in so much trouble. But instead, you called us with a loud voice. And we just thank you, Heavenly and gracious Father, for your great love and your grace towards us, and for all that your Son accomplished. So we just offer these, our tithes, back to you. Lord, they're yours in the beginning. And we just pray that you use them for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. And like I said, two more students are going to come forward, Tyler and Jason, and share.